Welcome back. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, aka the Alpha Cyber Wolf, with Audio MP3 on the LGBTQ lawsuit and the vampires indictment. Exclamation point. New line. Yes, exposing and indicting real life blood drinking vampires in places like California. And probably all over the world via a global network who are using high-speed communications to arrange things like delivery of blood. They've tried to get me numerous times using the police and defamation and all sorts of threats and intimidation. But I have pneumatics, AIOS weapon systems, quote unquote, defending me. You can read more about pneumatics on my site. These are pro-constitutional patriotic weapon systems that can be controlled remotely by things like an $80 Chromebook laptop. They can pop out of trunks. They can be placed in trees around your home. They can be mounted on the roof of vehicles. They can be handguns, assault rifles, and other weaponry that use air power to shoot different types of missiles. Pepperball for non-lethal blinding mode. One-click switch to lethal with things like ball bearings of multiple sizes, which use artificial intelligence, computerized target identification for one shot, one kill, trachea or shots to the throat and eye sockets. And also will include wood missiles for killing vampires. Yeah, sharpened wood spikes can be loaded into these air-powered weapons that those dirty gun grabbers can't stop. And if you deal with vampires, if you have to kill some vampires, you can gun them the fuck down. Is that Victorian enough for you? You vampires? Are the British vampires too? I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of this eventually, what lineages the vampires come from. Jewish vampire? Yeah, probably. They're probably from all nationalities that join the vampires. So, just a little bit more info in this audio 3. I am a Semitic male. I only identify as Semitic with Irish ancestry. I am not a Jew. I never want to identify with a Jew or Judaism, and I most certainly do not follow that crooked doctrine that is guilty of defaming other humans, intelligent humans, as animals. There are definitely a lot of quote-unquote, I don't like the word goyim because I'm part goyim, I'm part Irish. Let's just say cattle, sheep-like people of the quote-unquote nations of the earth that are also stupid, subhuman, white trash, junkie prostitutes for the LGBTQ movement to provide blood to vampires from any intelligent people who righteously and conscientiously dissent to their twisted evil ideology and way of life. New line, that attempts to vilify and demonize as quote-unquote bigoted every last normal, sane, healthy, heterosexual male on earth who does not want to participate in their wickedness and their path to hellfire. Period. New line. So that about concludes LGBTQ and symbol vampires lawsuit audio 3 with the sponsor Pneumatics AIOS weapon system. If you are a potentate of some sort, like a ruler, monarch, king, president, sovereign, business leader, whatever, of any organization, and you want best valuable weapons for your dollar that, let's just use the term murder or kill or quote unquote neutralize obsolete technology like M16s and Tavors for dollar value in Mortal Kombat situations. You can contact Jesse Gilbert. Find my info at the website. If you want to save money on weapon systems for all things ranging from civilian to military, if you want to promote the right of the population to be armed, if you feel that as long as you do your best to be ethical and a good merchant in your business dealings, then you have little to fear from God or man of being killed by weapons, even though it is quite scary to deal with weapons. And I have been, yeah, I'll give you a quick rundown on my experience with weapons. I did nearly kill somebody accidentally with a shotgun when I was younger. So I do understand the importance and lethality of weapons and proper weapons training. Things like shotguns are definitely very, very dangerous. And if you're not trained not to point them at anything you don't want to kill, and if you are used to regularly dry firing weapons with nothing coming out of the barrel, you are not properly understanding the real consequences and real lethal potential of weapons! I've also been shot by Axon tasers multiple times, including one attempted murder by police combat scenario where I faced off with LGBTQ activist Butch Dyke Pig Guichard and her Mongolian pig partner, aka Roast Bodog Marmot Meat, who's going to get blowtorched and frozen on the Siberian steppe for making his fate in combat with a pig LGBTQ dyke to murder in the first innocent inmates and give their blood, life spirit to vampires. New line. I've been in highly stressful combat situations where they, yes, cuffed me hand and feet, hands to the waist, feet chained, yelling at me to look away, so that they could give me the toxic hot shot lethal injection to render me sterile and or dead on the spot after bludgeoning my head into a concrete wall, trying to render me unconscious to soften me up for the hot shot. Keyboard warrior? Really? You want to go there with that sort of defamation? Keyboard warrior? Don't do it unless you want to know the truth about the type of combat Jesse Gilbert has been in. It ain't that fun and it's scary. I'll leave it at that for now, but we'll have pictures and proof and further proof of unheard of, unreal, hardcore forensics fraud from Axon Enterprises, run by Rick Smith, aka Rainbow Rick Smith, another subhuman white trash junkie prostitute for the LGBTQ movement, who uses black magic, neural networks, AI video editing software at his business, evidence.com, to falsify body cam footage in multiple, i.e., thousands and thousands of felony forensics frauds via falsified and doctored body cam footage. Yeah, the thing that they send to these lawyers and attorneys upon subpoenas via Google Drive attachments. The narratives are false. Guilty of false advertising. Their advertising and tagline is connected cameras, tagline, colon, telling the full story. Not even 10% of the story, and creating negative 100,000% false narratives to try and send people to prison, places like San Quentin, for 4+ years for defending themselves from attempted murder by police and attempted murder for use of blood draining, spirit energy draining to feed vampires. Yes, literal vampires. Stay tuned for the next audio.